Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to the world. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is the call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And I take the question, we open up the lines after the first break, and so I will give you that phone number so you can be all set after our first break. And that is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And I wanted to talk about a few up-and-coming events that we have. This coming up Sunday from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, we have the Multidimensional Being class, Navigating as a Multidimensional Being. And it's the teleclass. And the beautiful thing about a teleclass is that if you're not available to attend that day, that it is taped and you will receive an MP3 or a CD of the class, and so you can listen to it over and over again. And we are going to be talking about what it is to be multidimensional living. How do you strengthen your awareness to navigate and move through those multidimensional states, entering into the celestial realms, out-of-body experiences versus in-body experiences, protection for the multidimensional, quote, travel, past lives, parallel lives, multidimensional living, tools, exercises, and meditations to bring you into the different dimensions and consolidate your energy, then expansion. And again, if you're unable to attend, remember this class is going to be recorded. So you could get that information at the website, www.carrieoconnor.com, or email us at union@yahoo.com. And we also have a free teleclass coming up next Tuesday. That's February 23rd from 8 to 9 p.m. And that's where I'm opening up to most frequently asked questions. So you can send in any kind of question, from personal questions to reading down to questions that you're finding that you're starting to wonder about. And I will be taking those and reading those and giving you information on that. So that is a free teleclass. You do have to register. And again, email union1111@yahoo.com. Or you could call 860-887-1201. We also have some Lightstream Lives coming up, and that's where I do mini readings on people, at least 20 minutes to readings, and everyone gets read. It's limited to 10 people. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can listen, and a lot of people decide to hang on and listen to the other people's readings because they get information from the other people's readings too. So that is the next one is February 26th. We're just moving along in February. And, of course, we have the series, The Gathering, is going on. And The Gathering is held on Friday nights, the first Friday of the month. And this we have them scheduled all the way up to June 4th, and they are from 7 to 9 p.m. And you could attend all of them. They're in series, or you could attend one of them, whatever resonates with you. And, again, you get free MP3s with these classes. And this is where I will give you information that I'm channeling with my higher self, my guides, and also give you tips and tools, give you information, and there's a question and answer in time, and then we do a healing attunement. I also like to let people know that I call it the parties and classes to go arrange your own gatherings. And so if you and your friends have different things that you want to learn, I've studied everything from, I call it A through Z, how to learn that you're an energy body, learning about chakras, down to, again, multidimensional living. There's a lot of things to learn and understand. And I also do gatherings where I go and do private readings for people. So any of that kind of information, you could check it out on the website and or email or call us. And so that's the events that are happening now. This month is just buzzing by. And I'm sure a lot of you had this weekend was Valentine's Day. What I wanted to talk about before we went to the phone lines is when we have talk about Valentine's Day, we start remembering love, and a lot of people that are in relationships, they go out and they remind each other that they love each other, and they have their relationship talks, and or they just want to remind each other of their of what love is. And also those people that are not in relationships, a lot of times they are feeling that loss or that emptiness. And what I always like to remind people is that love starts within ourselves, and the best kind of partnering you could ever do is be a a partner with yourself. What you're seeking on the outside, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship right now, you can't give what you don't have within yourself. You got to fill yourself up. You really got to look at what your feelings are of love, because what I'm seeing us doing is we're really getting out of these patterns, generations and generations, that we've been patterned to go into what I call the pattern of you complete me kind of love, meaning that we even have called our partners our other halves. We refer to the person that we feel complete when they're around. And what we're stepping into, encouraging to look for relationships that I call the you complement me relationships. And those are a totally different kind of vibration. That means that you're coming in already complete and whole, that you're working on yourself and not looking for another person or scenario or situation to fill you up, that you're already working on remembering and realigning that you are a part of Source, you're a part of Creator. So being that, that means that you already are whole. And so then the relationship has a total different dynamic. It's where you complement each other. It's where you allowed each other to expand and not try to change the individual. You just reflect and complement with each other. And this is what I've been watching, this pattern happening. It's like we're realigning, reawakening with what I call the love washes, which go through our energy field and gets rid of, think of it as a great big symbolic cream rinse going through our energy snarls and our energy field. And as we get those snarls out, as we get our tubes open, our meridians open, we could take in more of this universal energy. And that universal energy is pure Source, pure information that helps align us differently. Our frequency gets higher, and the higher our frequency is, the more we are able to see through our energy fog, because a lot of times we get wrapped up into our emotional fog or our mental fog. We get into what I call the gerbil rides, where we get into the coulda, shoulda, coulda patterns, and we keep on overthinking things, or the emotional patterns where we get into the emotional chaos. Part of stepping into that divine complement relationships is where we go beyond that. We get beyond the emotional dramas that go up and down and the relationship is all over the place, or again, we get into our mental bodies. And so the biggest thing that you could do for yourself for this month of love is remembering that love is what we are. Our essence, our truest sense of being, is being loved in action. We are beings, and again, our essence is love. So when you start really understanding that and believing that and feeling that and filling yourself up again with that love first, and visualize that energy coming in to the every single part of the subatomic particle of your beingness and radiating out, and if even visualize it like a whale as the energy goes out the spout and it goes all around you. That gives a frequency. It fills in the tears in your energy field. It gives out. It helps clear the pain of past relationships. Because again, a lot of times when I look in people's energy fields, they're blocking relationships because it's all foggy with emotional things from the past or their fears. And so, the more we work on ourselves, the more we open up those doorways and those portals to bring in those divine complement relationships. And we remember the divine complement relationship is not only with partners, those personal partners. This is where we're going to graduate to, let's say, that we want those kind of relationships in all of our relationships, our friends, all of our meetings with people. We want to be on that complementary energy, so we're not doing power plays and we're not doing vampire energies or blocking or doing competition. That's a total different energy pattern to hold. When you stand in your empowerment and you feed yourself with universal energy and you're standing firmly in the ground, meaning being grounded and working with Mother at Earth, you don't have to, again, grab other people's energy. You feed yourself with the universal source. And so you're literally allow yourself to do that posture where I say you stand as the master. And that's where your legs are firmly in the ground, your shoulders are back, your arms are wide open to the infinite possibility. You really feel that heart sweat. You really become the walking heart chakra. Then that energy radiates throughout your front fibers, and that's where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires, and we also put our worst nightmares there. So the more we work on ourselves, the more we align, the more we tune ourselves back into that heart energy, the more we radiate out our heart signature. And in our signatures, in our energy fields, are encoded with everything that we desire, everything that we have done and will do is all encoded in our energy field. So again, the more we clear that, the more we strengthen that, the more we put stronger signals out there, and then we magnetically start pulling in those experiences. So it's really important for us to, again, fill ourselves up within ourselves, be able to really review what is the lessons and what are those examples that we had for love. Did we have a parents and grandparents and people around us that were in toxic relationships, or what I call the time to make the donut relationships, where people are just staying together because they're afraid of being by themselves, or because of money or insurance or pensions? All of those messages are, we are watching, and they are giving us messages of stay together because of security. When we're filling ourselves up with ourselves and that we really feel that connection to source, we can't feel alone. We don't stay in this toxic relationship. We are so fed by that universal energy that it helps us step out of those kind of relationships. We don't have to judge it. We don't have to fight it. It just really naturally leads us to those complementary relationships. And that pull, that urge for those complementary relationships are very strong. And I've been watching this since the year 2008, so it's becoming stronger and stronger. And this is actually a sign of our evolutionary process, that we're really being encouraged daily to really clear out our shadow part, our wounded part, step into our divinity, and then you become the being of love. So that's the tip of the day. Be the being of love. We're going to be opening up to the phone lines. You're listening to the Kara Conner Show. We'll be right back after a few.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Let Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved premium natural spring water help you find the love within yourself. Say the words, I am loved, with every conscious sip, because the quality of your thoughts creates the quality of your life. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California, now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles, on sale at aquamantra.com/I am loved. And know you are loved.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit our website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Conner Show, and I'm Kara Conner with you till the top of the hour. And we are opening up our phone lines, and I'll give you that number one more time if I had it in front of me. Ready?
Well, it might be more than once, but you can do it now. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Where's it? Okay, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the phones are open to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds good. You were kind of sweating it there for a second.
Yeah,
you
didn't,
I was like, where's that number? Well, you know, I've got it all memorized up here in the old noggin, too. I know. It's pretty sad. Let's see here. We're going to start things off with Kasha. She's calling in from Denver, Colorado. And I tried to get a little sense of what her question was all about. She's a little discombobulated. Let's just start with that. She'll do probably a better job at describing it more than me because, you know, it's her situation, not mine. So, Kasha, Kasha, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much. Carrie, I'm so excited to be able to talk to you. First of all, thank you so much for everything you are doing. I love your programs. And you helped me tremendously over the last past year with my pregnancy and sickness of my mom, so I wanted to thank you first of all.
Well, thank you very much. So how can I
question,
help you?
The question that I have is regarding my career path, my professional path. It seems I've been struggling with that for the last past 20 years and have been going all over the place. Mostly, I think I'm supposed to be doing something with helping people with healing, but I have been changing. I recently started my graduate school in counseling, and I still have questions if this is the right path for me. I promise myself that this is the last time I will be changing, but I have some concerns, and I would like to ask you if you can help me a little bit with that.
All right, Kasha. You have a Bridger's energy, and so a Bridger's energy is, it's interesting that you said, I promised myself that this will be the last time that I will change. But this is where we are want to graduate to, Kasha, that we're beings of source and parts of Creator, and think of Creator is in the word there is create. So we're here to create. We're here to continue to create. And so we're breaking out of those old paradigms that we learn one thing, and that's what we learned, study something, and that's what we have to do for the whole rest of our lives. And that's not part of, it's great to do that when we have a passion, when we love for it, when it gives us a lot of joy, but when we get called to do something else, and especially when you have a Bridger pattern, which is counseling for is a perfect thing. We're entering a bridging period, so we're literally going from old paradigms. Those old paradigms are breaking down. Those new paradigms are coming. We're entering into a new earth period, and so the counseling, healing, helping healing, healing hands is a perfect scenario for you. I also see that you're eclectic. It's like you bring in from a lot of different kind of, you do your own kind of thing. When I see a big thumbprint, that's my symbol of that you can take knowledge from the outside, but you design it in your own way, and you really get into reading the person's energy. You're very empathic. You're very intuitive. You're very clear knowing, and so what I'm watching the world as we are waking up more and taking more accountability and responsibility, there's going to be people that are looking for your type of counseling that we're not fit in boxes anymore. It's like we're getting out of those boxes and being allowing to show our own unique signatures. And so it's right up your alley that you are feeling that urging to go and do something else, the urging to want to go and you're feeling the collective whole of changing. And so it's right up your energy colors, again, to do that. And I also see that you will have, like, a lot of different tools or teachings in your own, think of symbolic toolbox that you could tap into the person. And so you can see or feel or sense what would be a great thing for them. And so that's wonderful. So right now you're adding all two different things to your toolbox. And as far as the timing of it, it's perfect timing right now because, again, over the next couple of years, we're in this huge bridging time, breaking down those old paradigms, anchoring in the new ones, literally anchoring in a new earth here. This is all a new time, renewal time, and a lot of times people are having, consciously or unconsciously, real fears of change. And so they want to hold down to old paradigms consciously or unconsciously. And so the Bridgers are here, literally here, to help people bridge to the new earth, to the new ways. And so which are much more in balance. We've been so far in that yang energy. We're bringing in that divine feminine energy. We're bringing back to ourselves, back to balance. And so you're hearing this intuitively. You're stepping in the light direction for yourself. And I also, again, see that you've already gathered, not only with many incarnations, that you've been a teacher, helper, healer, bridger, even leader in many different incarnations. And so you're bringing that all to the forefront. And when we start opening up those doorways, we have all those information, all the packets of information, trillions of packets of information, all within our energy field. The more we strengthen it, the more we ground it, the more we open that up, and we download, and all of a sudden we start knowing certain stuff. So that's what I'm seeing you having, getting outside knowledge, but I also see you opening into a deeper inside knowledge. And part of this is like what I see, a big weeding out process, and really being able to feel solid within yourself that it might not be something that you learn from the outside. I mean, you can learn different things from the outside, but you're going to fine-tune it to see how it fits with you. But the counseling is right up your alley as far as with your colleagues.
Do I have enough self-esteem within myself to go and help people, to trust myself that I can do it?
You have to help teach yourself to do it?
Yeah, she asked about enough self-esteem, if she had that going for her.
Well, part of what you're doing is working on the, and it's the perfect type of healers. It's called the wounded healer, the crying healer, stepping into the healed healer, and that's many of the healers' process. And so it is a process, and it is a practice. And, you know, Akasha, a lot of times it's a lifetime process. It's like when anyone says that they've arrived and they're at that place and they just feel they're on top of the, the world, I mean, there's an aspect of us that is, but understand this is a process. There is a practice. We all could have our shaky times. We all could have our moments. And so you want to go back to what you know and come from your heart, and that will build up your self-confidence. It's like doing that muscle, exercising that muscle, and going back into your heart and coming back into your feeling part and really coming from that heart space. And you know what? The beautiful thing is that where we're going is goes way beyond words. It's a signature that goes beyond words, and people are becoming more and more sensitive, and so they could pick it up. And so they may not be able to put their finger on it, but they feel it. And so that's going to help you because you're coming from that heart space, and that will build up your confidence. And so it's more of a of an expansion thing that you're doing, and that will allow you, again, to feel, build up your confidence. And part of the process that you're doing is very typical of a healer bridger. It's called the crying healer. It's the wounded healer turning into the healed healer. And that is, again, very much part of the process. And they make the best healer bridgers because it's the been there, done that, but it's not getting stuck in the story. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Last thing, I have the formal interview this week. Is there anything I can prepare for that? Anything I can do, or just look within myself and be honest with everything that I know and,
yeah,
and do?
Yeah, the biggest, that's exactly what you could do. And especially going down, making sure you go in there, go down to your root chakra, really feel yourself rooted into the earth, and really practice that all this week. Go right down like a tube, right down to your root chakra. Feel it expanding out in your hips, go down to your legs, feel yourself going sideways, visualize yourself in your heart, and again, see yourself getting big in your heart. It's like embodying your higher self or your higher essence, and feel yourself expanding to the 3 to 4 feet around you. That will really fill in any kind of shakiness or any kind of nervousness, and that will be, you can feel that. So you're coming from your heart space. People feel that, and that's going to really help you for your interview, okay? You're welcome.
I've been listening
to
you and last week on Wednesday, too, and doing the exercise that you suggested, and it helps me a lot.
Very good. Very good. Well, you keep up the good work, my dear, okay?
Thank you, Katie. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too, hon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kasha, for calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819 on the Carrie O'Connor Show. Carrie, let's head off to... Let's see here. Going from Denver, Colorado, let's head off to Blackfoot, Idaho. We have Judy calling in. She wants to know why her husband hasn't signed the divorce papers yet. Maybe we can help him along, or maybe there's a stalling out for a reason. Maybe there's no divorce in the picture. Maybe he wants to stay. So you never know. Judy, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you,
Carrie.
Judy? Hi.
I'm doing well, thank you. Like he said, he will not sign the divorce papers, and... I'm just wondering if there's something I can do to make that happen.
All right. The first thing when Benny was explaining that, I heard this music in the background. I'm saying, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies, tell me lies. Benny, remember that song? I'm an awful singer, but there was a song that said, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. And so there's a part of, not that you're lying, this is about... I'm watching part of him. It's a power play. I see him putting things underneath a whole bunch of paperwork. And so part of this is to get pulling you emotionally, be able to try to energetically, I say, get into the arm wrestling kind of posture. I'm looking at part of the head. It's like a unconscious pattern, so he might not be consciously aware that he's doing that. But I also see that there is some sort of consciousness with it. And so it's actually... Judy, a sad part of it, many people do that. My husband did this to me as far as because there'll be times where things will be going ahead, and then all of a sudden things will slow down. And it's when we are getting divorced, we are energetically separating, learning how to stand up on our own, and people could go back to patterns that are not the highest. And so the best thing that you can do is to really anchor, stand in your own energy, you filling yourself up to as far as getting to know what it feels like to be Judy without your husband, as far as a partner, feel yourself grounding in your own energy. And there's a part of him that, again, is looking for engagement and doing what I want to, I call the patty cake energy. If he was coming in there with a different posture, like coming into symbolically the front door and putting his hand out, and it was like a gold hand, that would be my sign of coming in on a posture of trying to make some sort of peace. But when I see the symbol of the arm wrestling thing, that's my thing of trying to engage, doing past patterns. And again, a lot of times when you go through these emotional times, we turn into our wounded child. So this is where you want to take the lead for yourself. Don't get caught into those arm wrestling things, because it's literally energetically arm wrestling yourself. It's draining your life force, your energy. And the more you stand in your ground, it's like you're putting a light into the situation, and then it's like he could see the light and then realize that you're not going to go and play patty cake with him. So he's going to either have to, A, step up to the plate, come in the front door and talk like the adult part, or B, he will realize that you are holding your ground more, and that either way, it's a win-win for you, because you're having him step up to your level and you're not going down and doing like this energetic patty cake. So it doesn't drain your life force and your energy, okay?
Okay, thank you so Alrighty. Much, Carrie. I love Alright. Everything you do. Alright. Thanks for
okay.
being there.
You're welcome. And we got to go to another break, and we'll be back after this short few minutes.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready to break the habit of being yourself? Join Dr. Joe Dispenza at Seattle Unity Church on Saturday, February 27th. He'll guide you through a process of personal change where you'll transform yourself from thinking to doing to being. Dr. Joe explains how thinking in new ways and changing beliefs can literally rewire one's brain. Attend the lecture on Friday night and save $20 on the workshop. Visit bellaspark.com. That's bellaspark.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we are taking your phone calls. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and again, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'll do that, and we'll stay local. We'll hit up north of Bellevue, where the studios are, and we have, well, you're not there. You're actually on the East Coast. I'm in Bellevue, and let's take Beverly. She's calling in from Everett, Washington. She wants to know why she can't hold on to money. Kind of a financial issue at the moment, so let's see if we can help her out. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
Well, we appreciate having you. So you can't hold on to money?
It seems like as soon as I get it, it slips out of my fingers, and it's been a pattern for my whole life. And I think it comes from lack, and I conquered it at one time and felt really good about it last year, but this year it's coming back.
All right, I see not only, well, first of all, Beverly, but you having an awareness of it, being able to identify it and even speak about it is great because that means you're putting your attention and intention into it. So the way I see it symbolically is like taking a great big magnet and being able to pull it out into your front fiber so then the energy can start working on it. What I'm also seeing is the influences that that come back on Dad's side of the family, actually. I'm seeing a grandfather coming in, and he's coming in with a great-grandfather and great-uncle, and they also, they're showing me, like, oil on their hands. And so this is a pattern not only did you have, but it's very strong on the family side of the Dad's side of the family. And so, again, it's ingrained in us. So we don't only inherit our genetic patterning, we also inherit an energetic pattern. So, and because it's on the right side versus the left side could have a issue with receiving it. The right side is like telling me that you bring it in, but it's like the problem of taking it in. And the slippery part when it goes into, because they keep on showing me, it's like oil, like an oily hands or whatever. And think of that as symbolic. What the bottom line comes down to when I'm looking at the bottom of your root second chakra is that it's when I'm look, it looks like it's think of a well that has a hole in it, and then it goes down to the flip side of what would I do if I was full. So it has to do with big self-worth issues as far as getting down to the bottom of self-worth, I am worthy. And it also has a, when I see a wave over somebody's head, I know it has past life components too, of vows of poverty, vows of celibacy, and that was very strong. Your second incarnation after this, the second incarnation after this one. So not the one before. The one before, you were definitely. I'm seeing you a nun. It looked like a superior nun, almost like the flying nun, Sister Betrill, the head lady there. So there was a part of leadership, and again a superior nun. So you took your vows very, very seriously. And it's not too many far incarnations back, and so we could have influences with that. So you've got the family history, you've got the past life history, but that doesn't mean you're doomed and gloomed. This, having the awareness is having that, being able to bring it up to the forefront to change the patterns. And now more than ever, and I'm looking at your energy from the A's, from especially now over the next 4 days, the next 4 weeks, and pay attention to seeing the 444s as far as more three or more fours on clocks.
I do see that a lot.
Well, as part of what I'm looking at is Archangel Michael with Mercury, as far as like it looks like an angel that looks to me like the FTD flower guy. So think of he's your own personal guide, an angel to help you with money. And actually, it's very interesting because whenever I see that guide angel, That's a sign of my it's communication. So what you're literally doing, take your hand, your right hand, and make infinity eights, and you're increasing the better communication between the right side and left side of your body. Go from underneath your breast and draw, again, infinity eights. You're and increasing the communication, the meridians. You're helping heal, eutheric-tizing your energy field. Then go off a couple inches from your energy field and go through the emotional body, the mental body. Go out as long as your eutheric hand can do it. And if it goes out to the 3 to 4 feet around you, and just stretch your hand. Just visualize your hand 3 to 4 feet long. And you're, again, helping fill in tears that are in the energy field that helps it go down as far as loosening it down. And visualize your, if it resonates with you, what I'm seeing is with your uterus, it looks like it's very, weak underneath it. It looks like it's very floppy. And so I would encourage you to, like I just saw as a crystal cave, and a lot of times when I work with my uterus energy, I'll see it as a crystal cave. So if that resonates with you, visualize that or picture something that makes you feel very at home, makes you feel safe, and go right into your second chakra. Visualize it as your uterus, your home, and it doesn't have to be your physical uterus, but what you're doing is you're energetically strengthening the foundation of your root of your second chakra and stretch it again sideways. Make it really big and make it feel like it has a solid foundation. You could even visualize yourself replacing wood, because when I'm looking at the bottom of it, the wood looks all rotted, which goes back to emotions, which goes back to even beating yourself up about this. But be proactive. Take step by step. Just, you know, don't beat yourself up. Just have the awareness and then just visualize yourself replacing all the old wood that goes back to the past. And again, you have the awareness. And so I see you changing it again, especially over the next 4 days, next 4 weeks. And by April, you really notice that. And from April to August, you really feel like I'm seeing you on a boat sailing, and it's like you feel like you've experienced it in your past, so that means you also have an energetic history where you overcame this. And a lot of times addiction patterns come back again because it's a road well-traveled within our energy field. So you want to remind yourself, because you overcame it before, this is what you're doing. You're flipping the switch as far as bringing in those patterns where you overcame it, bringing that up to the forefront, and taking the residual charge out. And what I'm seeing, that part of it has, again, come up to the forefront for you to get the residual energies, what I call the nitty-gritty energies of it, and it has to do with self-worth. But also, I'm seeing that the bottom line of it, too, has to do with whenever I see a symbolic stage, that means my energy going out to the world louder, clearer, my heart signature going out. And this doesn't mean you have to go out and get a microphone and go out on a stage and sing, but it's just literally my symbol of being able to feel safe enough in your foundational energy to be seen in the world, to be that it's okay for you to be seen and that it's safe. So I would work with those kind of issues, too, as far as that I am, any kind of things that affirms your safety, your security, I am immortal, I am eternal, I'm a piece of source, God, creator, whatever that resonates with you, as far as those kind of affirmations, intentions, reminders, and have those be your mantras, have them go through your head a lot. And the biggest thing is that over the next 4 days, next 4 weeks, remember to take 28 days to create a new neural pathway in your physical brain. And so these habits don't happen overnight, and especially if they come in as a theme for us to learn of a lifetime pattern, that you're in a perfect period right now to really, again, flip it around, especially take the time. Like, think of yourself in spiritual boot camp over the next 4 days, the next 4 weeks, the next 4 months. And again, this is a process and a practice and a process and a practice, and things will come back again, but it won't seem so strong. We literally are taking the charge off of it. And then all of a sudden, we can just notice it, but we don't have that magnetic pull of getting pulled back into it. So again, anything, visualize your literal, physical, mental, emotional uterus. Make it really big. Make it very cozy. Even visualize it with a couch, and make it warm and very inviting and safe, and you feel yourself in there. Visualize people in there, if you will. Like, just really get creative. Use your imagination. And really put your attention in there as far as bringing your energy down into your second chakra. And it's like opening the doors to make it spread sideways, because that's going to strengthen the bottom of it. And again, it's really literally going to hold the money. And I would literally use your work with your hands and work with lavender oil as far as essential oil. And I also saw peppermint underneath your nose, and that helped with mental clarity. And but the lavender is really, it's high frequency energy that helps heal and clear and bring out just some patterns of as far as negativity. So work with lavender, peppermint, and again, going down into the uterus, seeing it strengthened, and visualize a wood, literally wood, because wood to me means a solid foundation. And when I see the wood rot, that means working on emotions that have to do with things that have to do with the past. But the fours are the angels coming in, letting you know that they're here to help you, your higher self. So I'm watching you, seeing a lot of fours for confirmation as far as keep up the good work. And again, whenever if you feel yourself get shaky, remember we could just drop ourselves back in, and the next second we have another opportunity to rearrange ourselves. Like a lot of times people sabotage yourself, and it's just like a diet. If they had something to eat in a day, they're like, oh, forget it, I might as well do it tomorrow. We don't have to do that with energy. If we feel shaky, the next minute we could rearrange our energy. So just keep on working in it. Put post-its around where you brush your teeth, on the refrigerator, where you drive in your cars. And the post-its are those things that are going to resonate with you, that are going to remind you to do the techniques that help you. And again, I'm seeing that this is a part of a theme, but our themes don't define us, because who we are immortal, eternal beings of God's source. That is our essence, and that's what we want to remind ourselves. That's what we want to download ourselves with when our ego wants to tell us all different stuff. And so what you're doing is separating from those mental chatter and really being able to clear out some emotional issues with this, of worthiness, of self-worth. And that also will fill, and it goes along with the theme of lack. And then you're able to, you're upgrading yourself and changing this to this, the charge of the story, because it also has to do with some things of being abandoned. So all of that is when we really feel that we are supported, when we feel that we are part of Source God Creator, when we feel that connectedness and interconnectedness, it really allows us to relax and to just visualize your whole root chakra, second chakra, third chakra, just sinking into the earth and grounding into the earth, and that will help you feel supported by the Sacred Mother's energy. And to really get excited in nature, put yourself up against a tree, visualize yourself going up the tree and see the view from the tree as far as going out and see the higher view. Have fun, play, use your imagination. It's going to really help you a lot, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we'll be back right after this short break.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. and I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with eCloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
And I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you here to the top of the hour. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do. Let's bring on Betty. She's calling in from Toledo, Ohio, and she has a question about her finances and stuff, along with her husband. You know, her husband wants to retire very shortly, but, you know, doesn't look like it's in the cards at the moment, but it's possible. But she wanted to get a reading from you and to see what's up. So, Betty, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Betty. A little bit. I could hardly hear you, but all right. So from what Benny said, you want to retire, but your husband doesn't?
My husband does.
Yes. Okay. Actually, what I'm looking at, especially, I'm seeing the number 333. So pay attention to seeing threes because I'm seeing the guys as far as fathers, father, grandfathers coming in. And especially over the next 3 days and for the month of three, it's almost like 3 months till March or 3 weeks to March. If you step back, what I'm looking at is that you're looking at the retirement one way and your husband's looking at the other way, and it all has to do with our foundational energies. And so this is where it's like when I see a round table, it means being able to go to that round table is very symbolic to me. It means meaning like a place where we can have an agreement, where versus when I see a board table, that means like a square, that means where it could be like an energetic arm wrestling. But the round table, again, is coming in, Betty, going to the part of hearing his view, you saying your view, and not a place of like defense. It's just like speaking from the heart. And because when I'm looking at and laying everything out, including the finances, because I'm hearing one of the fathers saying that there's some things that we'll never have enough. Like sometimes there was an interview of some interview. Somebody wrote a book and they interviewed millionaires, minimum of $25 million. And they interviewed these people and 80% of them said with $25 million in the bank that they still didn't feel secure enough. They still had to work and they didn't feel secure because somebody down the street had $100 million and $200 million. You might say, what does that have to do with me? I'm saying the energy of it is that we all have our own patterns as far as how we feel about money, how we and money relates to security and how we feel secure in the world in our foundational energies. And so being able to see, feel, and sense as far as what with your husband is coming from, you say where you're coming from, because what I'm seeing is that there's that round table means that there can be some sort of peace coming from the middle. There's I'm seeing a middle of the road, middle of the ground way where when it comes back to security, sometimes people, especially we've come from generations where our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents experienced depression, that is ingrained in our energy field. And so, again, there's a sense of there's not enough security, not enough security. When we step back and look at the big picture and, again, look at things in black and white and sit down with your husband and both of you be able to be looking wider, meaning that, yes, we can have very strong family influences that are affecting us, but let's be able to step back and look at things wider, because what I see over and over and over, Betty, and this is for everybody, that whenever I talk to people that have crossed over, angels, guides, when we go over there on the other side, it's we're here to experience life and to live life to the fullest. And the last thing they talk about is, I wish I worked more. and that I wish I just had this stressful life. The more that they talk about when I see a symbol of daisies, I wish I smelled the daisies more. I wish I experienced life more. And it's not about being so frazzled that we can afford things and racking things up and with credit cards. It's not about that. It's about being accountable, responsible for our behavior, how we're directing our energy. But it's also about feeling that that freedom of experiencing life, entering this new period of your life and feeling, again, a middle of the road where you both feel supported and really reading the energy of it, meaning as far as what's the bottom line, are we able to, is underneath, is influences affecting me that have to do with my history and also your husband's and seeing how strong those influences are. And what is, in your opinion, Betty, how long does it can be before you retire or he retires?
Well, I'm not sure because his pension plan was frozen by the union, and so he can't add to it anymore. And, of course, there's always the concern with medical. You know, if one of us got ill, what would happen then? Would we...
And what does he say with your concerns? What is his action? How does he respond to those concerns?
No, that's both of our concerns.
All right. So it's both of your concerns. What is his, I'm just, when I see the round table, it means one of you have a different view than the other one.
I'm not sure.
Well, we
both, you know, just feel that financially, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Honey,
for him
I can't
to retire.
Hear you.
We both feel that financially, he wouldn't be able to retire. I'm not sure when.
Okay.
Financially. We hadn't gone that far, actually. He just, you know, mentions that he would like to retire. Mm-hmm. And I guess we both talked and thought there's no way right now.
Okay. So think of right now is a perfect time because especially you said a key word, we haven't gone that far. That goes back to what I'm seeing as far as the round table and where I'm hearing all the sounds of taking time to smell the daisies, the roses, and especially when pensions are frozen and that we're worried about medical stuff. It's being able to, again, look at things in black and white, get things down. Sometimes they're not as awful as we think they are, or if we add in all the different things that we would be getting and receiving. And or not, what do things look like? And so, and if this is a perfect time to be doing that, especially over the next 3 days, into the next 3 weeks, into the sense of the month of March, and because what you're doing, Betty, is like you're giving each other, you're coming to that round table, you're discussing things, putting things out in black and white, and you're taking the fear away, especially if you're both worried about medical stuff and you're both worried about frozen pensions, that kind of deal. It's bringing it up to the forefront because you're thinking about it consciously or unconsciously, both of you. So being able to, when we talk about it and lay it on the table, we literally put our attention and intention into it that is able to put our light into it, meaning that enables the patterns to start to change. And then when the energy starts to shift, then we don't contract back our energy. Then we go to the awful awfuls. But it's also not about being, again, ridiculous and living carelessly. It's about let's take a realistic look at it. But the daisy part is where I'm seeing in the strong sense that I'm getting is that when you guys lay everything out in the line, I'm not seeing that you guys have to work till you're 100 years old. I'm seeing that there's a lot. Things are better than you might think they are. You could be finding information from either financial planner or something along those lines that things are again, looking better than you guys think they are, and that there's some, for both of you, it's like the end of the line or finish line, so you can feel that you can get there, because then if we don't feel that, then we could get drained, and then we feel betrayed. Then it's like what you want to clear is the frozen pension, because that would be a big thing of going back to both of your histories, and that would be a big form of betrayal. And so you don't want to have that betrayal, and then it would kick up any kind of history as far as like the thing of depression that's in all of our history. And then it has us not thinking and seeing things clearly. Then we go into the reactive period instead of being proactive. And so it's getting the information, being very proactive about things, seeing things where things are at, seeing what other things are available as far as medical, as far as what you could qualify for or what is out there, what's not out there. It's just, again, getting more information, because when we get that, then it leaves us in a much more empowered place instead of having us feel like we're kind of spinning our wheels. And that goes back again to the round table. And I'm also seeing both of you need a sense of that we deserve to have some sort of, I keep on seeing it's like a race where is the finish line? And if the finish line keeps on looking like it gets moved, and then you're tired and you're thirsty and you just are feeling worn out, what you're doing is energetically giving the information to be able to say, okay, right now this is what we're doing, but we know there's a finish line here. We know that there's an end line here that we're entitled for. And especially, again, when there's a sense of betrayal, when people have worked hard and then all of a sudden things are frozen. So it's gathering the information, talking about it, and again, over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, and you could give have a plan. And again, your husband talking about his fears, you talking about your fears, talk about the dreams and desires that you're doing, because what you're doing is starting to put the energy and direct it for creating change. It's like literally releasing blocks. And so that's the end of the show. I hear the music. And so, Betty, I know you guys are going to figure it out. And may you align with the divine.